Zelensky says U.S. silence over Russian attacks encourages Putin, date modified colon 2025-05-25T22 colon 42 colon 04.736Z, description colon at least 12 people were reported killed in Ukraine, with 13 regions hit by Russian airstrikes, Zelensky says U.S. silence over Russian attacks encourages Putin, 3 days ago, save, James Waterhouse BBC Ukraine correspondent, reporting from Kyiv, Jaroslav Lukov, Gemma Crew and Rachel Hagen BBC News, save, Reuters, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has alleged that the U.S. silence after recent Russian attacks is encouraging President Vladimir Putin, following Moscow's largest aerial attack yet. The overnight attack saw Russia fire 367 drones and missiles, the highest number in a single night since Putin launched a full-scale invasion in 2022. At least 12 people, including 3 children, were killed and dozens more injured in widespread strikes across Ukraine. They came a day after one of the heaviest assaults on the capital Kyiv in months. U.S. President Donald Trump reacted late on Sunday by telling reporters, "I'm not happy with what Putin is doing. He's killing a lot of people." Ukraine's Air Force said that since 2040 on Saturday local time, 1740 GMT, Russia had carried out strikes using 298 drones and 69 cruise and ballistic missiles. The Air Force said it had shot down 45 cruise missiles and destroyed 266 UAVs, with most regions in Ukraine affected and hits recorded in 22 locations. Rescuers were working in more than 30 cities and villages, Zelensky said. Despite mounting international calls, Russia has continued to intensify its aerial campaign, showing no sign of halting its offensive and ignoring calls for a ceasefire. In a pointed message to Trump, who has previously claimed that Putin is interested in ending the war, Zelensky said, "The world may go on vacation, but the war continues, despite weekends and weekdays. This cannot be ignored. America's silence, and the silence of others in the world, only encourages Putin." Zelensky warned that Russia's brutality cannot be stopped without strong pressure on the Russian leadership. Trump's first comments on the latest strikes came hours later at an airport in Morristown, New Jersey, as he was preparing to return to Washington. "I'm not happy with Putin. I don't know what's wrong with him. What the hell happened to him?" Trump said. He declined to give any details about what his response would be. Until then, the only reaction to the Russian barrage from senior U.S. officials came from Keith Kellogg, Trump's special envoy for Ukraine. In a post on X, he published a photo purportedly showing smoke billowing in the night sky over the Ukrainian capital after the Russian attacks. "This is Kyiv. The indiscriminate killing of women and children at night in their homes is a clear violation of the 1977 Geneva Peace Protocols designed to protect innocents. These attacks are shameful. Stop the killing. Cease fire now," Kellogg wrote. The 1977 Protocols are amendments to the Geneva Convention, which sets out internationally agreed rules of conduct in war. Of the people killed, 3 in the Zhytomyr region to the west of Kyiv were children, all siblings, according to Ukrainian Deputy Foreign Minister Mariana Betsa. In a statement on X, she identified them as 8-year-old Stanislav, Tamara, 12, and Roman, 17, Ukraine Deputy Foreign Minister. "Siblings Stanislav, Tamara, and Roman were all killed in the Russian bombardment," Ukrainian officials said. When Zelensky refers to American silence, he likely means the further sanctions Washington has so far resisted imposing on Moscow for its continued invasion. His argument is that Russia's war machine is not being starved sufficiently, and that the Kremlin is not being incentivized enough to meaningfully engage in ceasefire talks. Trump has said he wants to use more of a carrot than stick when it comes to convincing Moscow to agree to a ceasefire, but, aside from direct Ukraine-Russia talks and further prisoner of war exchanges, there has been little to no progress on bringing a pause in fighting closer, despite the U.S. president's growing impatience. Despite Kyiv's European allies preparing further sanctions for Russia, the U.S. has said it will either continue trying to broker these peace talks, or walk away if progress does not follow. With Moscow's continued maximalist demands for peace, Putin deciding not to show up at recent ceasefire negotiations in Turkey, and 48 hours of heavy aerial bombardments for Ukraine, it is hard to see what the Kremlin would have to do in order for the White House to adopt a tougher stance. Russia's defense ministry said it had inflicted damage on targets including military airfields, ammunition depots, and electric warfare stations, claiming damage across 142 areas. According to Ukrainian Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko, 13 regions were attacked, with more than 60 people injured, 80 residential buildings damaged, and 27 fires recorded. Klimenko called it a combined, ruthless strike aimed at civilians. Two women, aged 85 and 56, were killed after a house in Kupiansk was hit, according to Alisanya Ubov, head of the Kharkiv region. In the Kyiv region, four people were killed and 16 injured, including three children, DSNS said. Hectic 2 weeks leaves Russia confident, and peace in Ukraine feeling no closer. Ukraine in maps, tracking the war with Russia. Putin launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, and Moscow currently controls about 20% of Ukrainian territory. This includes Crimea, Ukraine's southern peninsula annexed by Russia in 2014. Russia's previous largest drone attack came just a week ago when 273 drones were launched on the central Kyiv region and Dnipropetrovsk and Donetsk regions in the east, according to Ukraine's Air Force. Russia is able not only to just manufacture drones at a faster rate, but they are also evolving. Shahed drones are now being packed with more explosives and improved technology to evade detection. Ukraine said the 13 regions hit by strikes on Sunday were Kyiv and the capital's wider region, as well as the regions of Zhytomyr, Khmelnytskyi, Ternopil, Dnipropetrovsk, Mykolaiv, Odessa, Kharkiv, Chernihiv, Cherkasy, Sumy, and Poltava. In Kyiv, local officials reported 11 injuries, multiple fires, and damage to residential buildings, including a dormitory. A BBC colleague messaged to say a block of flats was destroyed, just a 5-minute drive from where she lived. The strikes came as the capital marked its annual Kyiv Day holiday. Reuters, a resident looks at an apartment building that was damaged in a Russian drone strike on Kyiv, in Russia. The defense ministry said 110 Ukrainian drones were destroyed and intercepted over 12 Russian regions and the Crimea Peninsula between midnight and 7 o'clock local time, 5 o'clock BST. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin reported that 12 drones heading towards the capital were shot down. He added that emergency services crews were deployed to assess damage caused by falling drone debris. In the Tula region, just south of Moscow, drone wreckage crashed in the courtyard of a residential building, smashing windows in a number of apartments, local governor Dmitry Malyev said. No one was injured, he added. Sunday was also the third and final day of a major prisoner of war exchange between the two sides. After this weekend, there is even less hope it will lead to further cooperation. On Friday, Ukraine and Russia each handed over 390 soldiers and civilians in the biggest prisoner exchange since Russia launched its full-scale assault in February 2022. On Saturday, Zelensky announced that another 307 Ukrainian prisoners had returned home as part of an exchange deal with the Kremlin. And on Sunday, Ukraine and Russia each confirmed 303 of their soldiers had returned home, bringing the total over the 3 days to 1,000 prisoners each. The swap followed the first face-to-face talks between the two sides in 3 years, which took place in Turkey. Earlier this week, Trump and Putin had a 2-hour phone call to discuss a US-proposed Ukraine ceasefire deal. Trump said he believed the call had gone very well, and added that Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire and an end to the war. However, Putin has only said Russia would work with Ukraine to craft a memorandum on a possible future peace, and has not accepted a 30-day ceasefire. Europe war in Ukraine. Kyiv Russia drones Moscow Ukraine.